Why is it wrong for dictators and terrorists to kill innocent civilians, and right or excusable for the United States to do exactly the same?
Well, the United States doesn't do it, and if we did it, it would be as reprehensible as what the terrorists do.
The United States doesn't kill innocent civilians.
No, the United States does not target civilians. Mm-hmm.
Those of us on the outside who look at September the 11th, where 3,000 people died in that tragedy, but then look at the thousands who have died since, wonder about double standards here. Could you address that?
I think that the numbers that you're talking about are questionable. So let's leave aside your numbers.
Why are they questionable?
I mean, I don't accept your assertion that we've killed thousands of innocent people. I don't know that that's true, and I don't accept the assertion. And I don't accept the assertion. I don't know that that's true. And I don't accept the assertion.
Well, I don't want to get into numbers. But certainly thousands.
We've killed thousands of
numbers. Certainly thousands. Seems a fair figure.
I don't know that that's true, and I don't accept the assertion, and I don't accept the assertion. I don't know that that's true, and I don't accept the assertion.
Mr. Fife, that sounds fine, sitting here in Washington, but in Iraq and in Afghanistan, which is my most recent experience, that's not how it looks at all.
May I interrupt for a moment? I apologize, sir. Would you stop tape, please, for one moment? Thank you very much. Let me know when you stop tape.
Excuse me?
Sorry, I'm doing this purposefully, sir. Have we stopped tape?
This is very serious.
I was not under the impression, sir.
Mr. Fife's minder, an army colonel, suddenly stopped the interview as I had pursued the question of civilian deaths.
Civilian deaths, 10 or 100 or 1,000,000 deaths.
Yeah.
Just stained with all their blood and just going from one to another, picking them up.
Yeah.